himself, Nkrumah Fubar, maker of voodoo dolls that caused headaches to the President of the United States, prepared for bed, looking forward to Mr. Fuller's lecture at the university next morning. Mr. Fubar, in his sophisticated, primitive way, like Simon Moon, in his primitive, sophisticated way, saw no conflict between magic and mathematics. In Washington, D.C., the clocks were striking 5 when Ben Volpe's stolen Volkswagen pulled up in front of the home of Senator Edward Coke Bacon, the nation's most distinguished liberal and leading hope of all those young people who hadn't yet joined the Morituri groups.
"In quick and out quick,"
Ben Volpe said tersely to his companions.
"A cowboy."
Senator Bacon turned in his bed. Albert, the teacher stern, fires directly at the Dutchman and mumbled,
"Newark."
Beside him, his wife half woke and heard a noise in the garden.
"Mama, mama, mama,"
the Dutchman mumbles.
"Mama."
She hears her son's voice saying as she sinks back toward a dream. The rain of bullets jolts her awake into a sea of blood, and in one flash, she sees her husband dying beside her, her son 20 years ago weeping for a dead turtle, the face of Mendy Weiss and Ben Volpe and 2 others backing out of the room. But in 1936, when Robert Putney Drake returned from Europe to accept a vice presidency in his father's bank in Boston,